Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Priscilla Ajakeljo and I've just been on Me, Art and Everything Else. Thanks for having me.
Hey guys, yes, welcome back. Well, it's not welcome back. It's welcome to a new season of Me, Her, and Everything Else with your girl, Stephanie Coca Aderinoko. I am so excited. I know you guys have been flooding my DM. You've been sending me messages. When is the new season starting? Well, here we are. I had to take a quick vacay, and I kind of still am in vacay mode. Kissing my hat. And I've got my beautiful guest here, Prissy.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you. And yes, you are our first guest. Yay. On the second season of Me, Her, and Everything Else. And I'm so excited to chat with you. Yeah. And yeah, guys, we are in holiday mode, even though she's still in boss mode. Yeah. It's fine. We're going to take a little drink. And we are, yes, going to start this episode.
Woo! This is like 3 shots at once.
Maybe like 4. Oh, Lord. Okay. Ooh. Oh, it's all right. Oh, things are happening. Okay. Priscilla. I'll call you Prissy.
Yes. Anyone's fine.
But your name is so beautiful.
Thank
Prissy, you. Priscilla. Oh, my gosh. So, Prissy, let's start from the top. So, we all know you because you are, well, you're the daughter of a very famous actress, Miss Yabo Ojo. I've loved your mom. Like,
Queen of TikTok.
Oh, my God. But even before social media, when I was growing up, you know, when they used to send movies to the UK, I would see her a lot in the movies and I always thought she was funny. And like she's really energetic and
she's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I'm so lucky to be her daughter. Imagine.
You definitely are.
Yeah, I'm so lucky.
But like, how is it having your mom as, you know, the superstar in the house and then you following in her footsteps? Yeah. You don't act, right?
Yeah. I've acted.
You have?
And I actually want to go into acting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but like, you know, influencing. I feel like I'll get there. But I want to go like, you know, do masters, have proper training. Mm. Yeah, and then I'll go into that.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I definitely think that it's in your blood.
Yes, because like most people, they'll feel like, okay, I want to go into acting because my mom is an actress. But like, you know, sometimes I could be at home, you know, play drama. You know, when I was a kid, all those mommy and daddy drama and all that. So I feel like it's in the blood. But yeah, influencing kind of like took over. But then with time, we'll say I go.
Yeah, no. And you know, it's interesting because... Yeah. We are in those times where, you know, you can be whatever you want to be.
Exactly.
We're living in great times in that sense anyway.
Yeah.
And you kind of, when I saw, your video that you did, your ad for your handbags.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, Kylie Jenner of Nigeria, of Africa.
Yeah, I had to give them the Gen Z style.
Yeah.
Something different, unique.
But did you feel like you kind of like had to because your mum
was in the spotlight. You know, some people just want to do certain things because they have the opportunity.
Yeah, I feel like if it was like, I had to do it because my mom was there, I wouldn't have come this far.
Mm.
Yeah, because I feel like it's something I also liked doing. And then I already grew up in front of the camera. So I was already used to social media because I studied mass communication in school. Okay. So I was already used to like being on camera, doing my thing, just, you know, getting people to love who I am, see more about like me. Yeah, so I feel like it wasn't because of my mom, but I would say she helped me, because without her, I wouldn't be here today. But she helped me get where I wanted to be. But also, it was something that I loved doing, something that I had the vibe to do, something that I liked doing. That's why, like, it's easier for me to do with her also. Because if I didn't like doing it, I just feel like I wouldn't be, like, as big as I am right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really big.
Yes.
Yes,
you are. Thank you. Really.
And now you're... So, your mom was... Sorry, I just want to get over your mom's part first. Okay. So your mom, she was on a popular reality show.
Yeah.
Now, girl, because you know what? I'm embarrassed when my mom is just like, oh, my daughter is Stephanie Coca.
Oh, my God.
Or just walking around making noise or just anything. So, like, I can't fathom, like, her being on television.
Yeah.
Not talk less of, like, a reality show.
Yes.
Like, were you... What did... First of all, how did you feel when she said, oh, I'm going to be on The Real Housewives?
I was so scared because, like, I'm a private person regardless. And then I was like, oh, my God. I didn't want her to, you know, have haters or have negative comments. I didn't know how to stand it because it would affect me. But at the end of the day, because my mom is... I feel like she's herself. So if you like her, if you don't like her, she's still herself. She's not going to fake anything. She's not going to... do anything to make you not like her. So I was just, I was scared at first, but I'm like, okay, just do what you have to do. You're trying, because I cannot, I don't think I can do it. Like, having someone like, you know, cameras follow me every day of my life, it will be hard. But I feel like she did quite well. She did.
She did well.
She did. I was so proud.
But was there any point in which you were like embarrassed, like crazy?
Yeah. I think it was when she got into a fight, and then she was like, I'm already used to that, but I'm like, mommy, don't let people see this. Oh my goodness, this should not be. Because when she gets angry, you think she literally hates you. But like, that's how she expresses herself when she's angry. So I'm like, mom, this is a family thing. Don't take it out there. So when it was, I was like, oh my goodness. But then, you know,
mom, please, everybody, please don't display your
don't
madness
do that.
In public.
Don't do this.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
No, I've seen her live.
Yeah.
I've seen her go live. You know, she's the advocate, and she's very passionate about certain causes. So I've seen when she gets a bit.
When you know that old thing that happened with Timberby Jessica and all that. I was like, I spoke to my mom. I said, mom, don't go live. She said, oh, it's fine. When I left, she locked the room. I'm like, mom, I was calling her. She's like, don't call me. She blocked my number. She's like, because me, I'm the calm type. I don't like social media drama. So I was like, mom, don't do this. She said, oh, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry, it's fine. Once I leave the room, she'll lock her door, wear a cap, and she'll go on social media.
She'll start cutting up her
door. She'll start ranting. But I feel like she was fighting for the rights.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she was. And that's really admirable.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it seems like she's not really bothered what people are going to say. She's going to stand for what she believes in.
Yeah.
Which is, it's good to have as a role model.
Yeah, she's fighting for the right things.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of her.
She's not easily swayed.
Yes,
okay, girl.
I'm proud. I love her so much.
No, you should be proud. So it's cool. I know, like, she's very vocal, and she's a lot of fun. But how do you separate the boundary? You know, like, okay mommy, and then my friend. You know, because you guys do TikToks together. You take pictures together. You're on IG together. Do you ever, like, blur the boundaries?
Yes. Me and my mom were, like, best friends. We're, like, sisters. But, like, there's still some times when she say, don't try me. I know her limits. So I know when to, like, you know, respect that and just calm down and just, like, okay, we're joking. But, like, there are times to be serious and know that, okay, this is the time to have sense. So, so there are times like that. But, like, we really don't have issues. We don't fight. We don't have anything. Because, like, I understand that. I know what I would do that would get her mad. I know what I would do that wouldn't get... So I always try my best to, like, just, you know, most times, decisions I make, I always think about her because I don't want her to be disappointed in me, because I know she molded me to be who I am today.
Yeah.
So I always make sure, like, there are a lot of bad decisions I would have made. But when I think about my mom, I'm like, okay, don't let me do this. You know, she doesn't have to tell me. I already know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's times.
So would you say you tell her everything?
I don't know how to see this and say, oh, so you don't tell me everything. But mom, I'm sorry, I can't tell you everything. Is, you know, it's what it's.
No, that could be a bit.
Yeah, I can't tell everything.
Yeah, there's just something.
Would you like if your daughter tells you everything?
Oh my goodness. Would I? Yeah.
You would love it.
I think
but,
I like the idea of
yeah,
it, but then.
But she wouldn't.
Yeah, she wouldn't. And then I think I don't actually want to know. So I don't think I want to know certain things.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, like there's some things that I'd probably just be like, it's okay. I can die not knowing this, you know? Yeah. I just look at you in this way and not know that maybe, you know. Nah. Not even my mind
you're
now.
Already
is like,
imagining.
She's going to grow up and like, okay. Because there's things I didn't tell my. No, I. You know, your relationship with your mom is very different from the
typical
conventional
Nigerian
mother, and especially Nigerian, because you know Nigerian mothers is you just do what I say, not as I do. You just listen to what I'm telling you,
you
and
have
that's
to
the
follow
end.
This
yeah. But you see, like people like in America, like there's this lady that what's her name now? Bria? Not Bria. Bernice.
Okay, yeah.
She has a younger
daughter.
Yes,
they look exactly.
They look exactly
like,
the same, and then that, I just remembered her because I'm like, okay.
My daughter has a daughter also.
Yes, but then like. Everybody sees her as like, you know, okay, she's a grandma, but she's a really hot
she's
grandma.
A sexy grandma.
Yeah, and then her daughter had a baby young and, you know, out of wedlock and stuff like that. Do you ever like have that kind of fear that, oh, if you do something like that or do something, you know, that they is seen societally as well? Is it the societally? Well, in society as wrong. Do you ever feel like, oh my gosh, my mom would be so disappointed?
Yeah, of course she would. I feel like me and my mom, we have a relationship. So like, if I make that decision, she would probably have known, or maybe like she would definitely be there. But of course, society, there are a lot of people that are judging people for sinning differently.
Yeah.
Most of these people, they are just judging you, but you don't know what they're doing. So it's because she just is out there, they're saying a lot. So I just feel like whatever decision I'll make, I feel like she will always be part of that decision. So I don't think I would do anything that will make her disappointed.
Yeah. And then also, like, you know, society, you know, they put all these morals and boundaries and things and rules and regulations, and they just make it seem like life is black and white.
Yes. Like
life is not real.
And then they expect, because you're out there, you're a public figure, you have to do this correctly.
Oh girl,
I'm like you.
It.
Like we're the same people. Mm-hmm. I just have the grace of God to like be out there, and like you want to be like me, but you don't really know my story. Mm-hmm. Like so, I just feel like people shouldn't judge. Like don't judge people, but just do you at the end of the day. Cause
yes, do you, girl.
Just do you, cause no matter what you do, they'll judge you.
Yes,
if you
exactly.
sit, they'll judge you. If you stand, they'll judge you. So just do what you feel is right. That's what I feel.
Do you like? Do you get a lot of hate? Comments or hate speech?
Yeah, bullying. Not really, to be honest. But like sometimes when you know my mom, that old Baba Ijesha thingy, like a lot of comments and all that. But it didn't bother me because I knew like she was fighting for the right purpose. I was like, okay, I already got used to that part of negativity because I don't like everybody, so I don't expect everybody to like me.
Wait, hold on, I love that. I need a high five. Wait, like it's yes. Girl, I don't like everybody, so I don't expect everybody
to like me. So it's
and
fine.
It's not by force. We don't all have to like each other.
Exactly.
Like,
so I already see that. I'm like, okay, if you don't like me, it's fine. Mm-hmm. There are people I don't like. I did not offend me. So it's all right to not like me. It's fine.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah. No, but the hate speech, it can... Yeah. Because like, sometimes, you know, people say things that you're
and it gets to you.
It does, right? And I'm thinking like, oh, if they ever say anything about my mom, what will I do? Because... I'm sure there's times you just want to be like, you're lucky I don't know your house number.
Yeah, because most times she's always worried about how I will feel. And most times I'm always worried about how she will feel. So it's so cute. And I'm
so
like,
cute.
She's like, oh, Opie does. I was like, you, are you fine? Everything gets you. So
I'm
it's so
love.
Cute. We're like, I'm worried about her. She's worried about me. So it's cute. We're like, okay, since we're both cool, we're just worried about each other, then we're fine then.
Yeah, no, that's cute.
Yeah, we're fine.
I love it. So you're, okay, so let's... You know, people want to be in your business.
Yeah.
I see that people asking you, like, who are you dating and all these things. And, you know, you're a young woman. And I've seen other, like, speculations, like, just saying that, oh, you might be dabbling in a certain lifestyle and things like that. But how does that make you feel? Because you're a young woman.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. You're making money.
Yeah.
And here are people online just trying to, like, say that you're doing this and the other.
Yeah. I feel like when... a successful woman is doing something good, they'll always tag it along with a guy, whether she's doing that or not. So it gets to me, to be honest, because like my first car I bought to myself, my second car I bought to myself. But like people just always find a way to tag it around. My mom knows, I know, so I'm cool. So whatever anybody feels, it doesn't really get to me. But we can try hard to pretend like it doesn't get to us, but it does get to us. But at the end of the day, it's what your life comes with. So you have to just be used to that.
Yes, definitely being in the spotlight.
Yeah, spotlight, you know, having to deal with all that.
And it's the fact that people, you kind of give people a reason and you give them the sense of feeling that they have access to you.
Yes, yes. And I don't blame them, to be honest, because if you're a public person, your business is public. Yeah. Your life is public. So no matter how you try to say, okay, I'm public, please don't talk about it. They will talk about it. Mm-hmm. You decided to bring it public. You made it public. So you can't expect people not to talk when you're out there showing yourself. They will talk. If you want to be a private person, like people wouldn't be in your business because you're private. But if you're a public person, you always have all that. You cannot escape it, except you want to say you're done.
Yeah, and so, you definitely can't escape it. So say, talking about guys and all that, do you have... I'm just going to ask because I know people want to know.
Okay.
But you're free to say whatever you like.
Okay.
So are you dating?
I would like to keep...
she wants to pass.
I'd like to pass.
I don't know why people want to know if you're dating or not. I feel like they just want to know who you're dating.
Yeah, they want to know who is behind all that. You know, who's dating this girl. They want to just know. I mean, I've had past relationship and like, I wouldn't like to say if I'm in one or not. I won't talk about that. But I just feel like if you're a girl and you have a guy and he's supporting you, there's nothing wrong in that. Yeah, no, but like you can be a successful woman, have your own money, and have someone still supporting you. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't subtract from the fact that you're also making your money and you're also doing well. So I don't know why people just feel like when you're successful, there's a guy that is doing everything.
Yeah, because there's women that, you know, they get money from other people.
And
guys,
they just chill.
And they just go to the spa every morning. That's their MO. Literally, they're at the spa.
And then they're living their baby girl life.
Yes. But extreme baby girl life. Yeah. They're literally morning, afternoon, night in the restaurants, spa.
Yeah.
And they're not flipping their money.
Yeah.
So you can't just say, oh, it's a man's money. Yeah, but some people don't even know how to use this money that they're receiving from people. So...
yeah.
Anyways, enough about men.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So, your bag line. What inspired you to create a line?
Okay, so when I started, I've actually been thinking of what can I do, because people really love me, and they're like, they would definitely get what I want, what I'm producing, or what I want quick. So, like most times, I was thinking, should I do makeup? Should I do? I was just thinking of something different, to be honest, that I could do for my own Gen Z's kind of vibe.
Oh my god, here we go with the Gen Z's.
Yeah, because we're the one is hot.
Wait, hold on. Wait, the ones that are what?
We're hot cakes.
So what are we millennials?
Sorry.
Why are you apologizing? What are we? What do you think about us millennials?
I feel like you guys are. Do you want to hear?
I want to hear.
You guys are old.
We are old. Like shit, baby boomer. We are old.
And you know, you guys are amazing.
We're
looking up to you. Look up to you guys.
We're old. You're looking up to us. What would you do before?
We want to be like you. Better.
You're lying. Okay. What about millennials do you love? What is it about millennials that you love?
The fact that you guys have been there. You guys have struggled.
We have struggled.
You guys have struggled. You guys are paving the way for us. You know, to see the mistakes you made. I want to do better and be better. So yes, it's a good thing. I'll be there one day, and also someone will tell me that stuff. It's life. It's
I can't wait for my daughter to tell you how old.
No.
You've made so many mistakes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay,
I apologize.
Stand in your truth, girl. Live in your truth.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the same. It's okay.
Okay. So I was thinking of something different, and I said, okay, bag, because I really like fancy bags. I like luxury bags. I'm like, okay, why don't I have my own brand of Christy Lux luxury bags, you know, people that affordable bags or something.
And I like your bag design.
Thank you.
So did you design them yourself?
Yes, I designed it, and I made it different. Like, it wasn't something that has been, you know, been there before. Like a different kind of style. So
who would you say is like your inspiration, apart from your mom, because I know your mom definitely inspired you?
Okay, so my mom. Who else? No, I look up to a lot of people. You, excellent. I love your fashion sense.
Thank you. Yes.
And I love the way you talk. I love the way you present. I just love you.
Christy, I love you.
Yeah, I love that. I love Tokyo too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Tokyo. Auntie Toke.
Oh, yeah, because we're old.
Yes, Auntie. I have to put Auntie Stephanie Coca. Auntie Toke.
It's okay. Please, don't remind us that we're millennials. Right.
Yeah. I think Mercy Johnson.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, I love her because she's very, very... She looks like she's a strong woman and like she's strong. I just love her. Mm. I love her. I love her vibe. I love her charisma. I love the way she carries herself. I love that. Yeah.
I love what you're doing because, you know, you're young. This is your time and you're actually using your influence to make money.
Yes.
And that's what it's about. You know, some people think, oh, you know, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. Yeah. We're just like, you know, we're jobless. You don't have anything to do.
Sometimes, because I heard one time when I told someone I was like collecting like maybe like 700K. They're like, oh, you guys, we thought influencers collect like 100K for a post. I'm like, they feel like we don't make money. Yeah. Like, well, you know, when you say you're an actress, it's like you have a job. Mm-hmm. You're like, people see you as okay, but like influencers, like, they're just playing around.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they pay us more than like acting sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, it was most because when I got my card, they're like, how much are they paying half? I'm like, you guys don't even know.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't know.
Period.
They don't know.
Period. They don't know. So, they actually do think we're playing online.
Yeah,
but,
they feel like we're just joking around. Mm-hmm. But you don't know the alerts.
Yeah, but it's always from play that it starts.
Yeah, and I think TikTok too has done a lot too.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
I need to jump on TikTok, like, properly.
Yeah, you know TikTok.
TikTok is like, let's talk about this TikTok, please, because help us sister out,
yeah?
TikTok is, I love it because you can be authentic. You can just be yourself. You don't have to wear makeup. You can just go there and be like, this is what happened today or whatever. You can tell a story. But then you could go there, you can post it, maybe like 5 views. But you can put something else and it's like 50 views, 100K, 200K, and then boom, you know? So I love it in that sense. Yeah. It's better than, it's different.
Yeah.
It's not the same as Instagram where you have to go there as polished.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what would you say the recipe is? Like, what advice would you give to people trying to be TikTokers? I'll say
TikTok just gives vibes. It's fun. It's not too serious. Like, I know sometimes people are going through a lot. There's depression, there's anxiety. But like, why not just spend your day, you know, having people make you laugh, make you just being yourself, do something stupid and then and goes viral. People see the other side of you. That, like, you know, Instagram is very serious, like, perfect, you have to do this. But like, TikTok is just ourselves on a normal day. Like, what we actually do on a normal day. Apart from all that glam, lashes, makeup. TikTok is just be yourself. So I think that's why I like it. Because it just makes you free.
Yeah,
it makes
you
creative. There are a lot of creative, you know, when it comes to content, makeup, even makeup artists, a lot of transitions. It's a very creative place. I like it. I really do.
Yeah, I like watching the videos. But I'm like, how will I break away from
How do you?
Showing this perfection.
Yeah.
And then just going to, hey guys, I just woke up, you know?
Yeah.
But I think like the Gen Z really got that on lock.
Yeah, it's a Gen Z. I didn't want to say it's a Gen Z thing.
No, it's a Gen Z thing. But then again, your mom has got it on lock as well.
Yeah, my she made a lot of money. Yeah, like COVID, I feel like it was a blessing to some people. And it was, because my mom, I think that was like when people actually knew her. Like most people, like most Gen Z's. Meals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did so well. She made a lot of money.
She made a lot of money.
She did though. She was like so excited. I'm like, this excites me. You know, some people are crying that COVID is happening right now. She's like, it was a blessing to us.
Yeah, because she seized the opportunity.
Yeah, and she grabbed it. And I think it's something because she's just a vibe.
Yeah.
So it was easy for her. Yeah. She can change 15 clothes at once.
Oh my God.
And me, I'm just, energy. I'll be like, it's like, mom, how do you have all this energy? Me, I'm even tired. I can't even do it.
I'm tired thinking about it.
As she's changing, she's doing what she's doing. I'm like, queen of TikTok. I give it to her. She's so energetic.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But so do you have like friends that are in the same space as you?
Yes.
And like, but do you ever like feel like it's competition?
To be honest, how I see it is if someone is doing better than me, it's like an inspiration. It's like to make me sit up that, okay, I think you're slacking. You have to not, I won't see it as a form of jealousy. I feel like humans, it's normal to be jealous because you want better for yourself. Yes. So if I see someone doing better than me, it's just like a wake-up call. Okay, you're relaxing. You have to stand up and also do your thing. Doesn't mean I would be jealous or have to be like that person. It just means I have to sit up and also have to do better for myself.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. And like, I have like, you know, into like any is someone that makes, it gives, it makes me want to, you know, to do better, do go out, do all that. So yeah, I love him. I love, I have a friend like that that's in the industry also that's doing so well and it will push me to do well too. Yeah, we bring juice for each other.
And it's not toxic.
Yeah. To be honest, because there are some... And sometimes you have to even pretend to... When you meet, like, some industry friends, you have to just... Even if you don't like that person, you know? You have to try and just, you know, just do what you have to do. Because, what's the word? What's the word?
Connect- networking?
Yeah, networking is very important. Because
Yeah, it's, are you part of the gang?
Yeah.
Oh, the gang. Yeah, I love you guys. You guys are cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, I always see you on Annie's post. But like, how did that come about?
Annie is the mastermind. I love him. He's ready. You know when someone wants to get, so he knows how to bring everybody together. Like, he did well. He's the one behind everything. And like, you know, everybody just had to, okay, we're Gen Zs. What do people love to see? They want to see us, you know, make content, make videos. We're all different in our own ways. The TikTok, beauty goddess, soft media, the TikTok people, me, any Instagram. So come together. Let's do something beautiful. Let's do something the world want to see. Gen Zs want to see. Millennials want to see. So that's the whole idea behind it.
No, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Ah, you guys are having fun though. You're making money and having fun.
We're making money. Yeah, we're having fun. We're making money for what we love doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a plus.
No, that's...
Thank God for that.
Yes. And then like your I should have had a drink. I just have to be honest. Because it's like this. So but it's fine, guys. We are good.
We're good. Okay. I promise.
Okay. We promise. Even though she, by the way, guys, she didn't finish her shot. She actually didn't finish it.
Because I'm like edited. So it's like three shots and I took one shot.
And I took all three.
Took three. Yeah, because I'm Gen Z.
Oh, yeah, you guys are smart. It's okay. It's okay. We're going. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine.
So that explains it.
Yes, that does explain it. So
I just lie, right?
Huh?
Did I sly?
You did.
Oh.
Girl, you did. You slyed me.
I'm sorry.
But it's okay. But like, you know, so now you're young, you're beautiful, you're successful, but a lot of people abroad that are like you, that are similar to you. So like, you know, the Kylies, the Aries, they all have kids, you know, they're either married or they're baby mamas and stuff. Yeah. Do you ever feel like, okay, you know, I want to have a baby now?
No. because like, no, I don't think I'm ready to have a baby now. And marriage. Huh. If my mom hears what I'm about to say, she wouldn't like it. But I just feel like, you know, marriage is a whole lot of package.
Please explain to us.
It's a whole lot of package. From the way I've seen it, to be honest, I feel like I'm becoming to be a strong woman. And for me to have a man, like, I cannot settle.
Right.
Yes. So I think marriage is all about settling. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's what I see. That's what I feel.
Need to marry a couple like this.
I feel like marriage is all about, from the way I feel like marriage is about settling. It's about having to, you know, take a lot of bullshit that you wouldn't even take. So I just feel like, am I ready for that? Am I ready to be a fool? Yeah, so I feel like I'll get to that stage maybe when I'm ready for that. But I feel like right now, I don't think I can sit in one place and allow somebody, embarrass me. Dictate, embarrass me, throw me. It was like, no, I don't think I'm ready for that because I make my own money. I'm good on my own. So I don't need somebody to come and
do the same period.
But of course, I want to get married. I want to have my own family in the future. So we'll see how that goes.
But like,
I'm just saying.
Who really created this picture of marriage? Yeah,
that's what we see in the society. That's what
is
we see
online or society?
On blogs. That's what we have friends.
It's really sad.
Yeah, you have friends. You have... most people are I grew up with a single mom, but you have friends that like their mom and dad stay together and like yeah, a lot of things, love. So I feel like that's just why a lot of people are scared. But then doesn't mean you don't want to get married or have a family. It's just a lot of package that comes with it.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Marriage, it feels like marriage is more like like partnership. I pay the bills, take care of the kids, but we have our lives.
That's really sad.
Yeah, and it should be like, it should be a like combination of two people that who are in love.
Yeah.
But most people are even married to people that are not their soulmates.
Yeah. And that's Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes.
You believe in love?
Yeah, I believe in love. I believe in soulmates. Because I feel like... okay, let me not talk about that. But yeah.
No,
I feel like...
talk about it! No. This is the one thing you will give me.
No, no. But yeah, I believe in love. I've been in love
before. You've been in love?
Yes.
How did you feel?
Butterflies in my belly.
But yeah. No, honestly, like people, no, love does exist. And
yeah, I know it does. It does exist. No, I felt it.
You felt it before, yeah, the butterflies.
Yes.
But do you feel like you have more than one soulmate?
I feel like, no.
Really?
Yeah. But people say like there's that when you're in, you find there are three stages of two people you find, the one you love, your soulmate, and then the one you actually is your soulmate. But I just feel like there's one soulmate. I don't know. I just feel like there's just one other you, the male version of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you've met your soulmate?
Yes, sorry.
So do you think you've met your soulmate? No, you cannot go back to that. How much did you drink initially?
T-shirt.
So do you think you've met your soulmate?
Wow, your hat is so nice.
Prissy, what's going on? Dodging light.
Your hat is so nice. I just noticed it now. It looks so good on you.
Thanks. Oh, I feel like you have, but that's fine. No, but you know, love is a beautiful thing. Yeah, and I think it's quite sad the way marriage has been portrayed in society, especially these days. Mm-hmm. Like the whole partnership, the whole, you know, I get something from you and you get something from me. Whatever happened to the fairy tale? Like the fairy tale, you know?
Romeo and Juliet. Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, Bonnie and... Girl, I like that kind. I'm Bonnie and Clyde all day, every day. Yeah. But yeah, like... That still exists. And people still have it.
Yeah, I feel like... I feel like it's just how society is. You know, you have to be with a guy that is rich. Nobody wants to be with somebody that's settling. And then at the end of the day, you can end up with... Because most girls, they feel like, oh, he's not treating me bad. But then there's this guy that actually really likes you that you're not even seeing it. But this guy has money and that's the one you want. And that person might not be your soulmate. So I feel like,
So let's talk about this broke guy thing, right?
Okay.
Let's talk about this thing. Because I was talking to someone the other day, a new friend.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you know, I you know, she was asking me about a guy. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't know this person. But, you know, she was like, oh, he was saying that, you know, he's got a lot of money. He makes a lot of money from what he does and things. And she was like, okay, but like, please. And she was now saying, Steph, look, I've been with a broke guy before.
Yeah.
And... the breakfast that I chopped. You know, chopping breakfast
is not
somebody...
a good thing.
Wait, and I have been there as well. Where
everybody has gone through.
Yes, wasting my petrol, my money, my food, everything, driving back and forth. You know, this guy, I'm going to make this guy, going to grow with this guy. Mm-hmm. And then you get there and he has makeup all over his shirt and he's telling you stories.
No, one thing is, I'll never spend my money on a guy.
Never. That's if I rebuke
one thing
him,
I reject it. Because I would never ever spend my money on a guy. So, like, is what it is. If you are making my money, I have to be with someone that is also making his money.
Yeah. Do you believe in, like, growing with a man?
Of course. Let me just be honest. I just feel like... like you said, breakfasts. I just feel like whatever works for you, to be honest. Because me, I wouldn't spend my money on a guy. So I want him to also be established. So I am established. So he wouldn't feel any intimidation, any type of way. Imagine me buying a car and he doesn't have a car.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So it's like you have to do well for yourself. I have to do well for my... You don't have to spend on me.
Mm-hmm.
I can spend on myself, but as long as I know I don't have to remove from my pocket.
Yes.
Because when the breakfast should come...
That's my point. See, my sister, that's where exactly where I'm going.
When the breakfast should come, it's only me that will chop the breakfast. You would move on with your life. I'll be chopping the breakfast.
On top of the breakfast exactly, that you even gave him, exactly. Like, in terms of actual food so, now, you gave him food to eat. I can't be paying for your breakfast and then you'll now be serving me breakfast.
Yeah. Even in friendship, I feel like everybody should bring something to the table.
Yeah.
Exactly. So... Why should he now be in relationship? Only me. I'm only bringing something to the table. So everybody should, friendship, relationship, everybody should bring something.
Yeah, not
to
like
table.
Those girls that you'll be going out with them and they'll be like, oh, the bill has come.
I'm going to the restroom.
I have a call. No.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for
and getting me slightly tipsy. Because I see they're still drinking that
your shot. Yeah, I'm lightheaded. So
no, Auntie Abo, don't worry. We did not get your daughter drunk.
No,
so. They
did. She did. She did.
Oh, thank you so much, Prissy. It's been so much fun. And thank you for coming on. Me, her, and everything else. Guys, end of the episode. Make sure you follow Prissy if you're not following her already.
Prissy on Instagram. Prissy Logs. Shop my bags.
That's
important.
Yes. And what's your TikTok?
Priscilla_Ojo.
Okay, yes. Perfect. All right. We'll see you on another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. Mwah. Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.